Serving time in prison is supposed to be punishment, but it's also a chance for offenders to learn to empathize with their victims and find ways to make up for the damage they've done. Robin Klein of the UW-Platteville Transitional Help Center tries to explain that to a dozen inmates gathered in a circle in a prison classroom.
I called this project off the bat, Growing Community. The whole purpose is for you to get these metaphors, right? The idea that it's so primal to need to care for things, to see things through, to overcome adversity, to reap those rewards, and then to start all over again.
Klein created this class a few years ago with the help of the Ridge and Valley Restorative Justice Program and recruited UW-Platteville students studying criminology to teach it. Inmates interviewed for this story asked that only their first names be used. Jess is serving time for burglary. He says the garden metaphor works for him.
I've been locked up my whole life, you know. So doing programs like this, like planting a seed, you know, you got to nurture a plant, and almost like a kid, you know. It's kind of weird thinking of it that way, but I think it's going to show me how to become an adult.
The class begins with inmates sitting in a circle, talking about how their crime hurt their victims and their community.
My victims and my crime would feel distrust and be unable to trust anybody, really.
My primary victims were killed, so I believe their family and my community feels hurt and victimized and kind of shell-shocked.
It's more than one victim because it's like a ripple effect that everyone gets involved, you know, and you're, you know, at some point everyone's getting hurt, and it's not just the victim, it's everyone.
That was David, Ramaya, and Paul. After everyone's had a chance to talk, it's time for some hands-on gardening.
That little seed right here.
I don't think so. This one hasn't been
a flower. Okay. Something grew from that little bitty seed.
I know, isn't that crazy? Think about a pumpkin. See how little pumpkin.
Tonight, one table is covered with dried lupin and larkspur plants. The inmates are stripping the seeds off so they can plant them.
So when this thing is, this is dead, but it ain't dead.
Yeah.
The live part is the seed still that served the purpose.
The flower part, yeah.
After the hands-on work is done, the inmates gather again in a circle to talk about how to connect what they've learned to life after they're released. John is serving time for his sixth drunk driving conviction.
To me, it's a sense of self-satisfaction, and to watch that plant grow, think about yourself growing as an individual and branching out to the community, giving help.
The programming supervisor for the Prairie du Chien prison, Lisa Patera, says this is different from the vocational horticulture classes offered in other prisons that focus on training inmates to work in a greenhouse or a gardening supply store.
It's not intended to turn these guys into master gardeners. It's intended to be a foot in the door to their community.
And for most ex-convicts, that's just as important as finding a job and a place to live. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.